Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra, and one of the supervisors on the floor. How may I help you today?
Hey, Sandra. We just got a bill from you from December 15th.
And your first and last name?
Samantha Lefford.
Okay, I see the account.
Well, I don't have an account. Somebody stole our credit card and charged, I guess, $49.89.
Okay, so the call was transferred to me from the previous person you just spoke with?
Yes.
Saying that you wanted to make changes to your account. So, but I do see the account here. Let's see here. This order originated back in December or November of last year.
December.
So this is for the Bites Hub app. Did the person already explain to you that it looks like you were trying to enter a web contest for an iPad, and you got to the product page and ordered the Bites Hub app? That's what we see here. Do you recall that?
I did not. No, ma'am. I did not do that. Our credit card was stolen, and so I guess they tried to contact you to tell you that it was stolen, that that was a fake person that did it. I did not do that.
Okay. Well, on this account, this is customer service, so we have a limited role here. This is a non-refundable account, so the only thing we can do is close it so they won't charge you again next month.
It's already closed, is what she said.
Yes, ma'am.
Give me $45 back.
Okay, I see no indication of that because this is a non-refundable account.
She just said she can give me $45 back out of the $49.89 that I did not spend. So I'm calling you, and then I'm going to call my credit card company again and tell them we are not paying that because it was stolen.
Yes, ma'am. So this is a this account is actually a chargeback account anyway, so you can go back to your financial institution because, like I said, we can't refund anything. You have to work with your financial institution regarding this account.
Okay, well, she sent me to you to refund it.
Yes,
That's
ma'am. But
I'm talking to you now.
So I can't refund anything.
Okay, even
on
though
this
you
account.
Know that I did not do that, and somebody did that, and my account was closed. How it was closed, I don't know, because I never closed it.
Yes, ma'am.
It. So I don't know. I didn't open it and I didn't close it, so I don't know what's going on.
And
we
have limited access also. Because we're not the billing department, we're customer support. We normally would just track an order, verify what you ordered, and things of that nature. Because of privacy issues, we can't see anything further on the account. We're not authorized to refund anything. I'm not sure what happened. I don't see any notes referring to that. If she said that, I'm not sure what she was talking about. But we can't refund anything because we're not billing. So this account is at a chargeback.
She knew the end of my credit card number, so she's got some information.
Right. We do have a limited information, but we can't refund anything because of privacy issues. We can't reverse anything. You have to speak with your financial institution, and that's what this account, how this account is labeled. It has escalated to that point where you would have to speak with your financial institution. I'm sure they will help you. They're familiar with the whole process.
Yes, they already did, but then for some reason it kicked back again, and I don't know why. So that's why I wanted just to call you first.
Okay. We have no record of that. The status is it's at a chargeback, which simply means to notify the customer to contact their financial institution because we have no more authority in regards to the billing over this account.
Okay. And I never received a – I don't know, even know if – they have my address and my name, and that's all they had, and they stole our credit card. So we have canceled our credit card, obviously, and now it was charged on another credit, our new credit card, and I don't understand why. That's why I'm calling. So I don't even know what your product is or
yes, ma'am.
What's going
so this
on
is a
thing.
Okay. So I only see a reference to one card that's on the account. It's a MasterCard. And the product that was ordered was the Bites Hub app. It's an app that was emailed to Sammy.
No.
effort at yahoo.com.
Yeah. No.
Yes, ma'am. So. Okay. So all of this was done on this account, but of course, in regards to any refunds and things of that nature, we're not authorized to do anything like that. The company has referred us to tell you to contact your financial institution.
Okay, and they just call you and say it was false and we're not paying it? Is that how it works?
No, ma'am, because like I said, we don't get involved with the financial side of it. This is just customer support. There may be another department that may be able to assist, but your financial institution would have to assist and take the matter into their hands and represent you in that matter.
Okay, and do you have a billing person that I need to talk to?
No, we don't have a billing person here at this department. This is customer support in regards to just tracking orders and giving out information in regards to the account. The message to you is for you to contact your financial institution. That's the only message we have on this account from the company. We answer the phone for over 100 companies. This is a third-party call center. So we have a very limited role. We can only follow the guidance from the company that this was ordered from.
Okay, and then this is the only number I have, which is you.
Yes, so ma'am.
How do I get a hold of your billing? Do you have that phone number?
I do not have any numbers. Our numbers are coming through a computer, a call center, so we don't have numbers to give out to customers. The message to you, Ms. Samantha Lefford, on this account.
Send the message to me. I'm asking you, I would like another number because this is the only number that I have to talk to anybody that billed me for $49.89. You're the one that billed me, not my bank.
Yes, ma'am.
So we didn't figure that out first.
I understand. And we didn't bill you. So the message to you is for you to contact the financial institution.
Why is your number on there next to my bill?
It's on there for customer support, and the message is for you to contact the billing company.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for